Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, witches and bitches, tramps and vamps, masked men of mystery, and role-playful women through history, belladonnas and erotic personas. As nights grow long from the witch's hex, let us enter the realm of scary sex. There, there, darling. Don't be afraid. 'Tis the season of masquerade. So come all ye witches, ye dark brides and grooms. 'Tis the time to hop on your brooms. Fly past your fears and over the years of oppression, repression, being burned at the stake, stoned by the sheik, or drowned in the lake. Time to rise up, ye sexual renegades. Join the erotic insurgent masquerade. Straddle your flying phallic strap-on brooms. Woo! Turn on your vibrators to the moon. Yeah. Fly high in the sky to that wild domain where the witches reign as goddesses and porn stars, protesters and love doctors. Time to put on your party mask as you take off your daily mask. Time to reveal what you so often conceal. Your erotic persona, your inner belladonna, your secret identity, your Bergman-esque entity. Your evil twin, the wizard within. Time to awaken, stirred and shaken. Your heart beating like a bongo. Your blood rushing like the Congo. Maybe you meet someone who looks kind of scary. A zombie, a priest, a fascist, a fairy. When out of the clear, with a flick of the tongue, those shivers of fear turn to passion and fun. Mixing fear and sex creates special effects. See, what turns us on isn't always the nicest. So we're often afraid of just what excites us. Or are we excited by that which we fear? Both, my dear. It's biological. It's neurological. And it can be kind of pathological, actually. So be careful, be consensual, practice safe sex, and don't overdo. But stir this recipe into your witch's brew. A pinch of fear. Get your mojo in gear, like heat in your mesquite. But too much fear burns the meat. Stick that in your bag of trick or treat. And this Halloween, or sometime soon, take a trip to the moon on your vibrating broom. Yeah, join the erotic insurgent masquerade. Don't be afraid. Your inner witch won't hurt you. Well, unless you really want her to. Boo! Happy Halloween. From the new Bonoboville at LAX, where the jet planes fly with the witches! Woohoo! Witch parking only here in Bonoboville Studios. And Captain Max is here. Okay. So have a seat. You want to have a seat? Yeah, I can park my. Oh, this is the broom lane, right? Yeah. Right. No parking.
Several
broom.
Lanes. This is the airport.
Yeah. Okay. So tonight, it's Halloween season. It's we're working our way up to Halloween, and we are dressed up tonight. I've got. A few people here in our tiny little radio studio, Radio Susie One, and I've got a goddess, sort of a Greek goddess, and sort of a tutu'd pussycat, and a sex kitten. Oh, excuse me, a tutu'd pussycat is a sex kitten. And of course, Captain Max, and Abraham Lincoln is at the controls. He is engineering. And we are exploring fear, the aphrodisiac of rah. Fear. Forget the candy, the costumes. It's the fear that captivates your soul. Fear and sex. Yeah, baby. Fear and sex have had this complex kind of intertwined evolutionary history ever since our prehistoric ancestors first mated ecstatically in the midst of fearsome predators right through to our modern desire to expose ourselves in very risky places. And tonight we are going to expose a very hot new film from Troma Film Studios. We are going to get traumatized tonight. From Bonoboville to Tromaville, we are going. But first, I guess we have to get our technical stuff in rows, lined up. Okay, ducks in a row. Oh, speaking of ducks, this movie gives new meaning to the term suck a duck.
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo, yeah. So, okay, Captain Max. We are broadcasting live on Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation in your hard drive. Yes.
Test.
And I think we're all going to get here. And we're getting. I see our guests are there. Yes, our guests are getting themselves together, but they can't hear me yet. So we're going to
maybe we're not connected.
Pull me
test,
up.
Test.
I hear them. I hear my guests, Troma stars, Catherine Corcoran and Asta Paredes.
Better lighting.
Yeah.
And they're there together.
Oh, never mind. Don't worry about it.
You sure?
Test.
Sure.
Okay.
Test.
So can they hear me now? Can you hear me, guys?
We can't hear you.
Oh, this is scary. I'm scared. If you can't hear me, I'm very, very scared that I'm going to have to do this show without you hearing me. This is not sexy. You know, some forms of fear are not sexy.
Test.
And now it's up. Yeah.
Some are sexy. Fear can be an aphrodisiac.
This is appropriate, too. It's very cute. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now? Can they hear me? No, it doesn't look like they can.
I feel
hear
bad.
Me.
I'm booming.
It's fine.
Okay, well, I'm going to get my...
Take a seat. Relax.
Together. Okay, somebody else is there. Well, everybody can hear all of us. Can somebody tell me what's going on, or am I just going to have to be flying?
I'm kind of liking that he's meeting you guys for the whole trouble with them.
Airwaves
I know,
in my dildonic vibrating broom.
Well, there's a giant dildo on a sword.
No, it's not a sword. It's a broom. You're right. She thought it was a sword. Okay. Can they hear me?
10:45. We're scheduled it for 10:45.
Okay. So so here we are, and we're. So they're not on yet, the ladies. We're getting them situated. So in the meantime, I think we are actually going to be able to take your calls tonight. We're going to be talking with Asta Paredes and Catherine Corcoran, who are stars of the cult classic horror film, Return to Nuke 'Em High, a Lloyd Kaufman production. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 310-568-0066. And I am your mistress of the airwaves. I'm dressed up in my Halloween finery.
Test.
Witch.
Hi.
I'm the witch. Hello, Captain.
Hi, turn up my mic, please, guys.
I hear it.
I can't hear it.
Oh, then it's your headsets that can't hear.
No, I can't hear it on the speakers.
I hear your mic loud and clear. You are speaking
test, in my earphones.
Anyway.
I don't hear them.
Okay, well.
test.
We're flying on the airwaves, and we can't hear various things, but we want you to know that we love you. We do. Here in Bonoboville, we're all about love. We're all about make love, not war.
Test. Now I can hear myself.
Although
thank you.
Tonight we are exploring scary sex, and now my voice just went down. As soon as he could hear himself, now I can't hardly hear myself. But hey, there I am. Okay, all right.
Fine, great.
We're fine. Good. We're great. We're good.
We're good. We're hot. Okay.
We're hot.
Talk.
And we're here. By LAX, where we're flying with the supersonic jet planes right into your eardrums. And if you want to sign up to watch, it could be an interesting show tonight. We've got
these
adorable girls. We're trying to get everybody to hear. But, of course, you can listen free on drsusie.tv.
Susie, ask our guests if they can hear us now.
Yeah, well.
They look beautiful. Look at them.
I don't think they can. They're rolling their eyes. Either they're rolling their eyes because we told them they're beautiful or because they can't hear us. I'm
one
not
or the
sure.
Other.
Okay. Or because their eyes are rolling back in their head because they drank the veggie juice, that trauma concoction. Or maybe coction. I should say coction because there's a cock that's a lot bigger than this in that dirty movie. Oh yeah, but it's a dirty movie with a social conscience, and it's not X-rated, I guess. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, especially if you like gore. You know, kind of a little bit of Al Gore because it's socially conscious. But also, you know, kind of bloody gore. Green blood, too. Yummy. I'm working up an appetite here. Rawr. So, can I get my guests on yet? I see them. There they are. So, okay. Welcome to drsusie.tv, the stars of... Return to Nuke 'Em High, Catherine Corcoran and Asta Paredes. I hope I'm pronouncing these names right. They're mouthfuls.
Close enough.
Good enough.
Closer than Lloyd gets a lot of times. So.
Yeah, I'm pronouncing them like Lloyd. Well, Lloyd Kaufman, who of course is the director and mastermind, yes, of Trauma Films, is a fellow Yalie, you know. So I'm not surprised we both pronounce your names wrong in the same way. But I'm excited to have you here. I really enjoyed watching your film. Of course, it's kind of a remake or a continuation of the cult classic that Lloyd Kaufman also directed, Class of Nuke'em High, from 1986. Wow, that's like my time, your time, our time. So so it's like 30 years old, and it's coming back. It's back with a twist. And you ladies are the stars. And those of you who are out there, if you remember Class of Nuke'em High, the central couple, the kind of goody-goody hero and heroine, are Chrissy and Warren. So in the remake, we have Chrissy and Lauren. So take it away, Chrissy and Lauren, and explain what that means.
Well, Lloyd likes to rhyme. That's exactly what that means.
That's the explanation of this entire production.
Good rhymes. I like to rhyme too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, basically it's a modern twist continuation, like you said. And we have our characters in this new world in which LGBT issues are important. And so we have two central characters that are lesbian.
Lesbian, right.
Yes.
That's so hot.
Yeah.
It is hot, but they're kind of coming to terms with their sexuality. So it's very much new love and exploring that a little bit. I think the town of Tromaville is very close-minded.
Yes.
So they're...
Much like America can be sometimes.
That's scary. That's scary. It is very scary when you're young, when you're, you know, high school. This takes place in a high school, Tromaville High. And and you're feeling sexual feelings like everybody else, but yours are just a little bit different. It's even scary when they're like everybody else.
Yeah. Well, even scarier is the fact that these people, you know, not only are having these feelings, but as you'll figure out with volume two as well, they actually fall deeply in love. And that love is something that dare not, you know, speak its name, and how it is to be feeling something so virtuous in the middle of a crap fest.
The love that dare not speak its name. Thank you, Lord Alfred Douglas. Of course, that phrase came up at Oscar Wilde's trial, which kind of put him in jail. Yeah, because that everyone knew what the love that dare not speak its name was. Do you know what that was, Trixie?
No, I do not. Tell me.
You should, you lesbo, you.
I know, I'm a terrible lesbian.
You're a terrible lesbian for not knowing that. Oh, my goddess.
I know the stuff that matters.
Here, let me put the little camera on you for a second. I don't know if we can see you here.
Are you in costume?
I am in costume. I'm
yeah,
a sex
I'm trying to show her now. Can
a bunch of things.
Oh, there she is. There she is. Yeah. This is Trixie. She's a sex kitten. And she's actually, I don't know, she's kind of always a sex kitten. But this time she has little whiskers on her nose and ears on her head, you know. Yeah, you look hot. So it's the love that dare not speak its name is lesbian love, gay love, you know.
Or actually.
That kind of thing.
I think anything genuine, because everybody's kind of fake and follows a mainstream point of view. And even like another character in the movie, Chrissy's boyfriend in the beginning, he doesn't seem to really know what he wants, you know, and he doesn't want to admit that.
He kind of goes through a sexual revelation as well throughout the story, more so in volume two.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of hot.
Except
he's like bursting with so much sexual energy. It's like annoying, but I mean it's hot though. It's hot, but I can understand why Chrissy maybe has a little problem with it, but after all, she's bursting to be in a same-sex relationship. She doesn't know it yet, but she will. And of course, there's another big scary thing going on right near Troma High, and so you know it's related to the first movie, which was all about the nuclear power plant that was built right next to Tromaville High School. And of course, this nuclear power plant in the original cult classic, Class of Nuke'em High, it leaks and, you know, kind of gets everybody mutant, you know? I mean, it's pretty scary. Right. So they don't have the nuclear power plant anymore. They've put in its place a tromorganic, is that what it is? Tromorganic foodstuffs, which of course makes these just yummy looking tacos.
Is that McDonald's counterpart?
Yeah. Anyway, it's the socially conscious part. It's the horror that really exists, which is that our food is poisoned. This is the true horror that we live with that is a little bit different than the old days before nuclear power plants and maybe before toxic, you know, food additives and stuff. So there's a lot going on in these Kaufman films, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, he's also a vegetarian himself for social reasons. And I think, you know, like you mentioned, the food additives and everything, like the funny thing is that Tromorganic is not unlike a lot of places like Purdue that put all natural naked juice. They call all natural juice.
Oh,
but they
yeah.
have been said, the FDA has demanded they take the term natural off their juice labels because they have synthetics and they are preserved.
Yes.
So a lot of things, it's in to be organic, but there's a lot of Tromorganic out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fake organic. It's just like, but it's just like the same thing as you know, the nuclear energy. It's like clean energy is what they call it, clean energy. But it's all that kind of doublespeak that our media and the media that works for the corporations, they all use it. And it's scary because we don't know really what's going on, right?
Yeah.
But back to sex. Wait, oh no, you want to say something socially aware or?
I was just going to say that Lloyd is very aware of what he's saying in his films. And he's, and you know, back to sex, it's not just sex and violence for the sake of sex and violence. You know, he's very aware of what sexuality is in our culture, and he's making a satirical comment on it. You know, in a society where sex is so thrust upon us, and sexuality is so thrust upon us in advertisements, in mainstream media, he kind of puts it in your face unapologetically and doesn't try to, is something happening?
Is something happening? Well, I guess, you know, there's all kinds of gremlins and witches and ghosts and sex kittens wandering around the studio.
Camera.
Yeah, so that was Gonzo Bonobo, actually. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, there's he does this whole parody of bullying. And, I mean, a lot of it is a parody, but it's all got truth in it. I mean, the killings that are going on in high schools. High schools are just a hotbed of danger and scary stuff and sex. Because, you know, there's a lot of sexy people in high school because their hormones are bursting. And I have to say, there's a lot of hot sex scenes in Return to Nuke'em High. But they usually get interrupted by some sort of horror thing. You know, it's like you get into the sex and then some sort of green blood comes pouring out of somebody's mouth or something, right?
But, I mean, there are so many hot sex scenes in other typical high school films that, and Lloyd doesn't apologize for that.
Yeah.
He puts it in your face very adamantly and very much aware of that he's kind of throwing it at you. And people sometimes are uncomfortable by that, but it forces you to kind of reevaluate what you're watching already and what is in your society already. I mean, I know so many high schools, I have a younger sister who's in high school right now, and I know that, like, sexuality isn't something that's very open and talked about. They don't have a class about it until their senior year of high school, and in that at all, they're only one of
them. Right. And I noticed that in Return to Nuke'em High, there is a scene with a sex instructor, and she is showing how to put a condom on a banana. Of course, I'm not going to give it away, but something really scary happens to her. That kind of hurt me because being a sex instructor myself, I thought that maybe Lloyd is trying to have it in for sex instructors, but, you know, he kind of has it in for everybody in a way, except you two guys. But, we want to also thank Condomania Condoms, speaking of condoms, for giving us a whole bunch of condoms. And, you know.
You need to look into some killer condoms from Troma.
Troma has killer condoms.
Yeah. Yes, we had, there was a trauma film called The Killer Condom.
Oh, right, that, right. Okay, okay. But so I thought maybe you have some condoms now. Yeah.
Occasionally there are free killer condoms.
Got to get some.
Yeah.
Those are collector's items.
Dangerous sex.
For dangerous sex.
Yes. So it's trauma is very much a classic film company. How did you two ladies get involved?
Magic.
Right. That's a good answer for Halloween.
No, Cass.
I feel like we're like their personal advocates.
I know. Because we both did it through casting notes, and we both were like, that sounds interesting. Let's
Okay, their voices are cutting in and out.
Your voices are cutting in and out.
There are ghosts on the airwaves. Okay, try it again.
Oh, no, I was just saying we both applied through Casting Networks, which is a website that you can apply to listed ads from legitimate or maybe illegitimate late nowadays. But you just post your headshot resume, and then if they like you, they send you a note, then you go to the audition and vote. And we went through 9 callbacks, and we went through 8 of them together, and we developed a really close friendship that had chemistry. So,
And Chelsea Holland, who did the casting, and a lot of the other people who were there while this was happening, said that it was our friendship that kind of transcended on screen and kind of was one of the reasons they decided to cast us.
So you guys were already friends, or did you meet on the set?
We met on our second callback.
Okay. And you kind of got that friend chemistry, and maybe that that
lasted a period of
sexual chemistry too. You certainly have that on camera. Now, can I ask you, girls? Are either one of you bisexual or?
I guess if anyone's to go under that term, I hate that term personally.
Okay.
Only because I think it's a connotation of either being only experimental or needing both sexes in order to be satisfied. And I have both had significant female relationships and significant male relationships. So I call myself kalosexual. I'm like Frida Kahlo.
Kalosexual. Okay. Kalosexual.
Woo!
I think we have a big yes for that. I think there's
big
a
yes
there's,
in the
there's
studio,
a lot of kalosexual people here.
No, but I that's what I would consider myself.
Test.
And I do not have a tumultuous fat Diego Rivera, but I do have a brilliant Clay Von Carlos.
Oh, all right.
Is a wonderful lover. But anyway, that's your one little gift on my bisexuality.
Kalosexual. Okay, let's make sure we tweet about that. By the way, if you want to tweet at us about the show, you can tweet at Radio Suzy 1. That's RadioSuzy 1. And we have Catherine. Let me get this name right here again. Corcoran and Asta Paredes.
Okay, sorry.
Paredes?
Asta Paredes.
Paredes. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Where is that from? What language is that? Is that a Spanish kind of a name?
Yes. My parents are from Spain and Ecuador, and I am the byproduct of such.
Oh, yeah. And you look very hot Latina. And how about Corcoran? Is that sort of Irish or something?
Yeah, it's very Irish.
Yeah.
It's a very common Irish name. There's a realty group. There's an art gallery. But yeah, it's completely Irish. Family is Irish. There's a couple other things in there, but we don't really know what it is. So we just identify as Irish.
And how about, can you speak of your sexuality? I don't want to say, are you kalosexual also?
I don't know if I'd put a label on my sexuality. I think, you know, I've never had a relationship with a woman. I've only had a relationship with men. Except for Asta. This relationship is
its own
entity. But I can see women, see their beauty, and be attracted to them. And I mean, I think that for the right person, it wouldn't really matter if they were male or female. You know,
right.
If you have that connection, that's just how it is. I personally haven't had a connection with another woman, but who's to say that wouldn't happen? Future.
Yeah. Well, that's appropriately vague. And you know, I mean, we don't have enough words in our language to describe all the different kinds of sexuality. So I'm going to just I'm being asked a question that I don't understand here.
And audio or video?
Audio or video. I guess we're doing video tonight, so do we have video? I didn't think we had video of a commercial. We have an audio commercial, right? Oh, that's not a commercial. That's okay, that's a trailer. That's a trailer. And we're going to play that in a little bit, okay? I think we're going to do that in about 10 minutes. We're going to play your trailer.
Ooh.
And see, yeah, I know. Ooh is right. That sounded almost spooky. And it is a little spooky because, you know, we're broadcasting from a new place and we're just going to be doing a trailer in the middle of the show for the first time. So we could wind up nuking the airwaves with this. But it's coming up. It's coming up. But one thing that's not in the trailer, I mean, they have your hot sex scenes, but the trailer, of course, is on YouTube, so it doesn't show your beautiful toplessness. But there is a lot of toplessness in this movie. I mean, it's, I don't know what the rating is. What is the rating? R?
It's unrated.
It's what?
Unrated.
Unrated. It's not X-rated,
that's
for sure.
That's the best, to be unrated.
To be unrated. Yeah, is that, why is that the best, Captain Max?
Well, because otherwise then you get rated, and then some people
can't
watch it.
If you get rated, you might
then
be rated.
No.
Well, the reason for the unrating currently is because we originally were slated for straight to DVD through Anchor Bay. Just. But we've been doing so well with like film festivals that now we're doing a commercial theatrical release in January. So when we were on set, we actually had measures done and did re-things to kind of censor it if there needed to be a rating that was a little bit lower, more censored. But we'd rather show the unrated version to get the buzz first than show.
Yeah. Well, it gets the buzz. I mean, I saw a special version, I guess a special copy. It's now being shown in film festivals, so you all can't see it quite yet. I'm not sure when people can see it in theaters or on their computer. Soon.
On the website, the Return of Human Play website, it has current screenings, and we're constantly updating that.
Okay.
So you'll be able to.
It's playing in Italy right now.
In Italy. Max, tell the Italians to go see.
Allora dovete andare a vedere
Return
questo film.
To Newcombe High.
It's playing.
Ritornate a Newcombe High.
Ritornato Newcombe High. I like that. Ritornato Newcombe High. And Lloyd Kaufman is now in Rome.
In Roma.
So.
You know, ciao, come stai?
Ciao.
Tutto bene? Yeah,
Bula Bula.
Well, actually, even better than that, he received a Life Achievement Award.
Wow.
Which I think is better than a lifetime.
Because he's
award.
Achieved a
he's
life.
He's achieved life.
Yeah, and he's not even dead yet, so that's really good. He might have another Life Achievement Award.
Well,
he might live a second
it's
life.
Better, it's better than a life sentence.
Right.
Meyer said that we made the first trauma film. Time travel is possible.
Exactly. But it's going to be playing October 30th, next week, basically, in San Sebastian, Spain. And then November 14th, which is 4 days after my birthday, it will be playing here in New York at the New York Horror Film Festival.
I'm glad you added that in about your birthday so everyone can send you a present.
Gift.
Right. So, yeah, how about when is it going to be playing in, like, Los Angeles?
January.
Yeah, we don't have the actual theater confirmed yet.
I want to come. Are you guys going to come? Are you going to be there here? Maybe?
We don't know. Maybe?
You can stay in Bonoboville.
For Christmas.
Anyway, it's so sexy, and these girls are so hot, but you don't know if they're really having sex. They get under the covers a lot. There's a lot of undercover activity, right?
Right.
So can I ask, was there anything going on under those covers?
Absolutely nothing, except for tickling.
There wasn't
tickling! Well, you know, there's a lot of tickle fetishes out there. They're very happy about that. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Yeah. No, it's hot. And then, like I was saying earlier, Catherine, you give new meaning to the old saying, suck a duck.
That's true. I do suck quite the duck.
You suck quite the duck. And I don't think I'm giving too much away by saying that, because I really want to know how you felt about that. As a mainly, you know, kind of a sort of straight but not totally straight girl who I'm sure has given her share of oral sex. I mean, here you are. I'm sure you were, you know, the amount of time that you're on camera with this duck stuffed down your throat was amazing. I mean, and you must have spent more time than that like that.
Yeah, no.
The outtakes and everything.
The duck itself is not actually in my mouth. It is a prosthetic that is attached to my face.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
It was quite different. I didn't actually get as
auditions we did.
We did, actually. And that
for auditions, you sucked on a real duck?
Asa cannot have bread because Asa's gluten-free, so she had to use a baseball cap.
Yeah, we had to. We auditioned a lot. We both auditioned as each other's characters. So when I auditioned as her character, everybody had like a piece of bread in their mouth
because
like Lloyd wanted to see like you know big eyes, whatever. And I couldn't because I'm allergic to bread, so I had to like have a baseball hat, and it looked like a beak. It looked kind of ridiculous.
In rehearsals, we used a water bottle. I would put a water bottle in my mouth. Running around, and it was funny.
Interesting. I'm not sure what this says about Lloyd Kaufman sticking all these odd things into his actresses' mouths.
It's probably one of his fetishes.
Yeah. Well, it's one of a lot of guys' fetishes. But, you know, this movie, it takes a lot of fetishes, and it kind of makes fun of them and also finds political aspects. You know, it kind of takes you by the balls in a way. And if you got balls, or by the yoni, if that's what you got.
There's quite a big purple balls. Big hairy purple balls,
big hairy
actually.
Purple balls.
I heard something about hairy balls, but their voices are cutting out. What was that?
Oh, we called it.
Are you talking about Lloyd's balls?
What? No, about my balls in the movie.
Your balls. Oh, right. You have this giant dick at a certain point. I don't think I'm giving too much away. In fact, I think everybody's going to want to see this.
You say it's a metaphor.
It's pretty amazing. It reminded us of a giant dick that we have. We have a giant pillow dick that got us raided by the LAPD, but we won a lot of money from them when we sued them, so it's all okay. But that dick is very impressive because, of course, it's also something that made an appearance in the first movie.
How long did it take to shoot the movie?
Actually, it technically took a couple months, like, initially for principal photography, and then we did pickup shots for up until a couple months before, a year ago. And then we're still doing stuff, well, we pretty much are done with volume 2, but all of that was kind of shot in simultaneously, like, very much like a Harry Potter movie, I guess.
Right.
Like, it all happened around the same time, but
it was like drawn out. I think
like a year.
We finished the Bollywood number, what was it, July, August?
We finished a couple months ago.
But we're in post now, so it's been, I guess, 2 years.
A year.
That's pretty good.
And so I'm speaking of filmmaking. I'm very interested in their project with Lloyd, Occupy Cannes, are on and off residents of Cannes.
Well, actually, we run the Cannes Press Club.
Right, that's true.
And when I was a fugitive from American justice, I lived in Cannes for like 3 years. So
what is Occupy Cannes?
Our way of bringing the film to Cannes that year and showing it, what it is to bring an independent film to the international market, because we have English-speaking distribution, but we don't have international distribution fully set when we went. So we went and brought it, and then we also were just playing at the Marché against all of the huge advertisements and major media conglomerates, and what it is to actually like have a good story, good movie, and a cast that believes in it in Cannes.
What's interesting is the Cannes Film Festival started as a means for all films to be kind of created equal and evaluated on an equal playing field. And now that's changed. It's become a lot more about the fashion and who has the biggest budget and the biggest advertising. Billboards.
Who owns the Carlton advertising class?
Exactly. And, you know, so a lot of independent films don't get the platform they need to be successful. So we filmed this documentary, which we titled Occupy Cannes, which is very much our little guys, I guess, endeavor in trying to make it in this festival. And that was so overcome with the media conglomerates. You know, we didn't have that budget. All of our marketing was done Street Theater and
Indiegogo.
And Indiegogo, that's what our fans sent us, which was awesome.
$40,000 from over 400 people.
Yeah, to get us there. We would not have been able to get there. And that's a testament to Troma as well. They're completely sustained by their fans. The fans are the reason that they have the
fans
that they do.
It's actually still being filmed, too. Charlotte Kaufman and Elizabeth Kaufman are the producers. And they're still filming things, like they've been going to Washington, D.C. They've been going all over the country to talk to different independent filmmakers and people involved with media.
To talk about media consolidation, because most of our media now is owned by six major media conglomerates. So what we listen to, what we watch, is all owned by these bigger companies. And so it's hard to break in a smaller film or a smaller.
Well, it's always hard to do something without a lot of money. And certainly the film industry is hard to get the word out. But you guys have your way of getting the word out, which is, you know, kind of the Occupy Can movement, the fans. There's various ways through the internet, through just kind of clever marketing, you can get your word out there. And then the beautiful thing is that you don't have to kowtow to the corporations, to the suits. You can make the kind of movie you want.
Lloyd's been doing it for over 40 years, and that's why he knows what he's doing, and he's doing it his way. We had a lesbian, the first unofficial lesbian wedding in French history.
Wow.
So we staged a wedding between our two characters, and we were actually shut down initially, and it was this huge thing with the, we were told it was the French intelligence, but then we were later told that it actually wasn't. So we believe it was the Cannes Film Festival itself. They were trying to shut us down. We eventually did it within the Marché, so people knew for sure that it wasn't real. But we staged that, and we're basically French gay advocates now. And it was a huge deal, but that was our way of bringing attention to the film. But I think it was very clever, but also very empowering, because we got to bring, you know, that issue as well.
It was interesting.
We.
You know, Lassie Braun showed films at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes.
And we're talking
about...
He created
Sensations.
Sensations, and it was a hardcore film.
That was hardcore. That was in the 70s.
Yeah, in the but at that point, anybody could really get in there. And he...
That was when Cannes Film Festival really was for films that didn't get seen in the usual Hollywood venues.
And he won, I forget which award he won, but he caused it was crazy. He caused a sensation there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great erotic filmmaker, a dear friend of ours.
Oh, look at the winner from this year, though.
Yeah,
Lose the Warmest Color, La Vie en Vogue. Like, that, I think it's kind of the perfect parallel for us, because it's legitimately the same story, but two different mediums. You know, it's similar parallel of two people falling in love when they're not supposed to, but theirs is like a classy French film and ours is a classy Jersey film. So. I mean, it's, you know. And they won this year, and it caught everyone by surprise.
Right.
Such opposition, you know, only a few days prior for our stage lesbian.
So we're going to see the trailer in a minute. I wanted to know, what was your favorite part that you
Well, I had
to
two
about?
Favorite parts, because I'm like from the old days.
Right, you're by
and
choice,
anti-nuclear and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And one was right at the beginning where they say we're going to build this organic farm on top of a nuclear power plant.
Right.
And then the voice says, what's the problem with that? No problem.
Right.
So I thought that was great. And the other thing that I thought was great, especially since I followed the news a lot because of the show and so forth, was the piece there where the two cops come in, and the cop turns to the kid and he says,
what's with kids today?
Yeah, and he says, we're kids of the future. Bang!
Ah!
I thought that was it. You know.
The person that did that, if you like old Troma, he is the lead Cretan, the lead bad guy in the original one.
And wow. So you know, I did see the old one, but I guess I'm sure I didn't catch a lot of the parallels. There's probably a lot.
We do pay homage to the original. It's one little nuggets and treats for the original.
And when you see the second one, you'll realize it's basically like, you know, it's like how the Evil Dead remake is actually not quite a remake, but it's in the same universe. You know,
yes.
It is.
That's better. That's better. It's very updated. I mean, the fact that you guys are in this lesbian relationship is so cool. And all the more titties to look at, right?
I also liked, of course, all of that.
Yeah.
and the sex and so forth. That was...
Okay,
we're gonna
hear which scenes our resident lesbian Trixie Plenty liked best in just a moment, but we want to watch the trailer. I think it's trailer time. So this is the trailer to Return to Nuke'em High. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back. So watch it.
Let me take you back. Back to where it all began. To a small town in New Jersey. The Tromaville Nuclear Power Plant has been bulldozed to make way for Tromorganic Foodstuffs, Inc. What could go wrong?
Now look, laddie, I want my ultra-cheap foodstuffs in every school in New Jersey at inflated prices. That is the basis of our plan, and you know it.
Taco Tuesday must be a hit.
Help!
There's a blogger out there by the name of Lettuce Lover 69. And they run a blog called Pollution Nerds.
Brown nosing little rich girl labor intramural ping pong.
I love you, Kevin. I know you'll never leave me.
By the way, Excelsior!
Awesome. Right. Awesome. Can we come back? Are we back?
Yeah, we're going
to
call them back.
We're going to call them back. They're not on. Well, you've been watching the trailer to Return to Nuke'em High with our guest, Catherine Corcoran, and Asta Paredes. And it's, of course, directed by Lloyd Kaufman. That was him doing the Excelsior. And it's a Troma Films production. And it's pretty awesome. It's very socially aware. Plus lots of gore, for those of you who like gore. Gore of both kinds, both the Al Gore version and the Bloody Gore version. Of course, blood in Return to Nuke'em High is of... basically two colors, red and green. There's the green.
It's not blood. It's slime. It's like ooze.
But it comes. I noticed it. The ending. Well, I don't want to say, but it. You know, it comes out of the place where blood comes out of. So
well, it does.
So I thought maybe it's infected your blood. Doesn't it? That's one thing that I thought is it infects the blood through the duck or something.
You are right. And let me tell you why. So I actually heard an interesting fact. I don't remember where I did hear it. I believe it was in an interview that Lloyd did recently. But Lloyd said that the reason that they originally started doing all the green ooze and stuff was because they would get less harsh rating and less harsh, like, flack for not having red, like, blood.
Right. So in interesting.
You can be as gore-tastic as you want without being gory.
Which is interesting, seeing as, again, our society is so filled with violence and gore. You can play these video games that are so realistic where you can literally blow bodies up and see the pieces, the chunks of flesh fly at your television screen. But Lloyd gets and Troma gets flack for showing green ooze. It's interesting. Mm.
I don't know what that's... I mean, is that because there's so many lovely titties floating around, or is that because...
I think he just really, really wants us to, like... stop people from enjoying themselves in the middle of something. It's like our characters. Like, my character tries to masturbate. She gets shut down by her aunt.
By the way, that's a very hot scene. She's doing some sexy stuff with the duck, Catherine, first. And then that cuts.
So sexy.
Not the duck sucking yet, but the, you know, kind of kissy face. Yeah, and then we cut to Asta, and she has this hot masturbation scene. It's interrupted by somebody. But anyway.
Well, even in our sex scene, it's funny. We've seen it in theaters now at a couple festivals. And, you know, our sex scene starts and everyone's really excited and hooting and hollering. And then all of a sudden, this, like, green drool comes
out.
That's
the best part.
But see, that turns Trixie on. See, okay, right?
Not necessarily you turns me on. It's just, the green it's just drool awesome. Or,
yeah, okay.
It was vanilla pudding because
delicious.
It was gluten-free. Right? So
oh, that's good.
Vanilla pudding.
Do you guys have allergies? Our editor has allergies.
It looks like it's cream de menthe or something. So what was your favorite scene or sexiest scene?
Well, sexiest scene and my favorite scene are two different things.
Okay, tell me both. I'm glad you have, you know, you can distinguish those.
Yes.
I personally can't.
Sometimes it has a mind of its own, but that's a different story. My favorite scene was... I think it was when the duck, like the baby duck head little fetus thing, bursted out of Katie's tummy. And
ooh.
Yeah.
That was then, grossing like, me out. See that?
And
that.
They're like the guy's heart out. And then when. Like, yeah, ugh. It was awesome. And then Asta took her.
That's your favorite. That's not the turn on scene.
No, this is my favorite
okay,
scene.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a chick with a giant cock like Asta had at the that's a dream date.
Yeah.
But she was just like, and smacked that guy in the face. It was awesome. It was great.
I dick slapped someone.
Yeah, a dick right? slap. Was that your your turn on scene? The dick slap?
No, that was not a turn on scene, but that was an awesome scene. My turn on scene was, I'm sorry, I'm kind of a man. So it was the sex scene.
The sex scene.
I replayed
the
that
one,
scene
the
a
one where
times.
They get together. I mean, it is very hot. Oh. They say they're only tickling under the bed.
I'm sure. I see.
I mean, under the
because
cover.
Because the way that they were moving, I was like, I could only imagine. She's probably making faces under the blanket and like, hey, look at me. I'm grabbing your boob.
Yeah.
Don't be weird.
I didn't know that. I thought they were really doing it. I was totally convinced.
They cut out the audio while we were filming that scene. It was our first day on set. So I didn't know this is how it worked. And we're doing the scene. We've kind of choreographed it, essentially.
Yeah.
But then we also, like, did other parts to kind of just edit. And Lloyd yelled at me, grab her other boob, her right boob. It looks better on camera.
I just want to say that all the boobs look great on camera.
Yes,
I mean,
you guys have fantastic breasts.
They do. They do. And so, you know, it's almost Halloween. Are you guys having a good Halloween season? A scary?
Yeah.
Scary?
Last year, because we had Hurricane Sandy hit this time last year.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of canceled, so we're actually really enjoying ourselves.
Now, that's real scary stuff that isn't an aphrodisiac.
Right?
You know, I guess. I mean, unless you celebrate the fact that you survived by having hot sex.
True.
Yes.
Survivor sex is the best sex, I guess.
I don't know. What do you think? Is fear an aphrodisiac for you?
I guess... Fear. I mean, I'm really into slashers, and my significant other is really into slashers, and I guess in that
slashers.
Sense,
now, by that you mean films.
Yeah.
Not actual slashers.
Not well. I mean.
Well, I don't know.
No, but like
I just
guess
want to clarify kind of, for all you slashers out there. Don't think that she really wants to be slashed.
No. But like the campiness of slasher films, like we're like it's the Reagan morality and like you're being bad for having sex, that kind of thing. I think that for me, I guess that's the closest I would say to fear or like, you know.
I think especially in our culture, we're taught kind of sometimes to, it is like the Reagan mentality that we are to be ashamed and hide our sexuality a little bit. So there's something kind of fearful, this whole idea of getting caught, your parents are going to walk in the room.
That's kind a fear. Of thing. Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
That is a fear. That's a big fear, you know, for young people, which is when you're first having sex, is just getting caught.
Yeah.
Why? You know, keep that a secret. Keep your pleasure a secret. It definitely is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a fine line. I mean, fear can be a passion killer. It usually is, you know, when you have anxiety, performance anxiety, that sort of thing, and you're worried about how you look or, you know, whether your hat's on straight. You know, that's a passion killer. But on the other hand, fear is an aphrodisiac.
You know, they did the
old study where, you know, when the people are on a very rickety bridge that they could get killed, they fall in love more easily than when they're on a safe bridge. It's like your blood goes rushing through your body. You're all scared. So whoever's around seems sexy.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. There you go. And watching horror movies kind of gets that going. That's why it's a great date. Thing to
when
do.
When you kiss someone, are you your intimate naturally increase, and that happens when you're in a risky situation or you're afraid of something. So it only makes sense that they would go hand in hand. You know, they both have this adrenaline stimulus rush.
I mean, I guess in high school, I mean, you don't have a place to stay of your own to do the deeds.
Right. Well,
it's always fear. For me, it was like parks and.
Right? You have a lot of outdoor sex as a kid.
Yeah. Sure. But that's kind of wild, right?
I mean, there's tons of places where I remember many times being like, I'm sorry, officer, that was the first and only time, but it was like the 10th and millionth time.
You're such a bad girl.
But I lived in Texas, so that was like the only option, you know? And it was like very shameful there. We were forced into an abstinence, like, auditorium where we were forced to sign a card where we promised our virginity to God, basically.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You were betrothed. Was that where you sort of like danced with your father and stuff?
No, it was like an auditorium.
That's so
where this guy. Like,
yeah, but they have a club like that where you promise your dad that you're going to be a virgin and you dance with him.
That's a church assembly, though. This was our school. And they have.
Like the purity ring thing?
Purity.
He converted his wife, who used to be a porn star, into a Christian, so everybody is saved now, and so he made us all promise our virginities to God.
Wow.
And I didn't want to accept my card because I hadn't lost my virginity yet, but I didn't think it belonged to anybody but myself, so.
Truth.
Mm. All right. Well, and I don't like that phrase, losing virginity. I mean, I know it's what's said, but you're really gaining experience.
I don't believe it's ever lost. If it is, then that's really sad.
But that makes it scary. When you hear that phrase being used, it makes it a very scary experience. And that is the basis of a lot of these high school-centered horror movies in a way the Return to Nukem High makes fun of is just this coming of age that is so scary and where you're taken advantage of by teachers, parents, police, and your fellow classmates who bully and push you around and stuff. And it seems like it gets scarier and scarier. I mean, I just heard about somebody that killed his teacher and a couple fellow classmates, I think in Texas, but I'm not sure. But it was like a murder in a school every other day.
Yeah, I mean,
we make a joke about that in the film. There's an actual joke about that. So I think a reviewer once commented, like, is it too soon? But I think it's very much very relevant. It's not
that joke.
For so many school shootings where in Return to Nukem High, they're in the cafeteria and all these gunfires happen, and one of the characters says, you know, oh, it's just another school shooting. CNN doesn't even have.
Right.
And it's very true. It's very much what things are. And I said this earlier. My younger sister is in high school, and high school that she goes to offers an optional studies in sexuality class your senior year, where it's not really about sexuality, it's more about social behaviors and safe sex. But they don't offer it until their senior year, and it's only by permission slip from your parents. I think it's very interesting. And even then, they're one of only 50 schools in the entire country that offers that kind of education, where they have a prank, they have a conversation, they do a lab, a condom lab, which is where they evaluate, like, the not physically, but through studies, what condoms are the most safe, which ones have the highest rate of not
breaking. Or which condom companies pay them the most.
Yeah, true.
But that gives us another opportunity to do a commercial for Condomania.
They're fantastic.
We love Condomania condoms. They do. And they have all kinds of condoms.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And our trick-or-treat is of a lot of these. And that is the Bay Area experience. And it makes it a very scary, that phrase being used. It's scary when you hear.
And that's really sad.
But that makes.
Never lost. If it is, given. I don't believe it.
Gaining experience. Said, but you're really. It's what's virginity. I mean, I know. I don't like that phrase, losing. Well, and I don't. All right.
So,
truth.
I don't belong to anybody but myself yet, but I didn't think I hadn't lost my virginity, you know, except my card because I didn't want to.
Wow.
To God.
It's just the character says, you know, and fires happen, and one of the area, and all these guys, they're in the cafeteria, they turn into pie, they're in New Compton, the shootings were in so many, very relevant. It's not, I think it's very much. Is it too soon? A reviewer once commented about that. So I think there's an actual joke. You joke about that in the film.
I mean,
in a school every other day. There's like a murder, but I'm not sure. But it's, I think, in Texas.
Earlier, I said this. It's very much how things are, and it's very true.
Right.
And it doesn't even have another school shooting. See it.
Fellow classmate, his teacher, and a couple. Somebody that killed some scary. I mean, I just heard about. Seems like it gets scarier and push you around and stuff. And it's Lee and classmates who bully and your fellow parents, police by teachers, advantage of by and where you're taken very and that is so scary. This coming of age.
They have a conversation to do it where they have a friend offers that kind of education. Entire country that 50 schools in the entire. They're one of them. Very interesting. And even from your parents, I think it's only by permission slip until their senior year. And it's but they don't offer behaviors and safe sex, social, but about sexuality. It's more about where it's not really about class your senior year. Studies in sexuality is an optional high school that she goes to offer high school. And my younger sister is
very experienced. And that is the basis of a lot of these. And our trick-or-treat, yeah, and we condoms.
Yes, they do.
They have all kinds of condoms. They do. And
they
we love Condomania.
Yeah. They're fantastic.
Commercial for Condomania. Gives us another opportunity to do it.
But
that
it
gives
me.
Right?
Yeah.
Which condom companies pay them?
Which condoms pay them? Which rate of not
per
safe? Which ones have the highest, the most condoms are studies. What physically, but through studies. Not the where they evaluate, like, lab, a condom lab.
Is just turned to Newcomb High makes fun. Wow.
I didn't want to accept my card because I hadn't lost my virginity yet, but I didn't think it belonged to anybody but myself, so.
Truth.
Mm. All right. Well, and I don't like that phrase, losing virginity. I mean, I know it's what's said, but you're really gaining experience.
I don't believe it's ever lost. If it is, then that's really sad.
But that makes it scary when you hear that phrase being used. It makes it a very scary.
It's very much how things are. And I said this earlier.
It's, I think, in Texas, but I'm not sure. But there's like a murder in a school every other day.
Yeah, I mean,
we make a joke about that in the film. There's an actual joke about that. So I think a reviewer once commented, like, is it too soon? But I think it's very much very relevant. It's not
that joke.
For so many school shootings were in Return to Mumbai. They're in the cafeteria, and all these gunfires happen. And one of the characters says, you know, it's just
cities to God.
In that, in a way,
all promise of Virginia
high school and. High school that she goes to offers an optional studies in sexuality class your senior year, where it's not really about sexuality, it's more about social behaviors and safe sex. But they don't offer it until their senior year, and it's only by a permission slip from your parents. I think it's very interesting. And even then, they're one of only 50 schools in the entire country that offers that kind of education, where they have a prank, they have a conversation to do.
This coming-of-age condoms, they do. And they have all kinds of condoms.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and our trick-or-treat thesis of a lot of these, and that is the Bay Area experience. And
my younger sister is...
That is so scary, and where you're taken advantage of by teachers, parents, police, and your fellow classmates who bully and push you around and stuff. And it seems like it gets scarier and scarier. I mean, I just heard about somebody that killed his teacher and a couple fellow classmates.
Another school shooting. CNN doesn't even have.
Right. Turn to Newcomb High makes fun of, is just
lab, a condom lab. Where they evaluate like the not physically but through studies what condoms are the most safe, which ones have the highest rate of not
breaking. Or which condom companies pay them the most.
Yeah, true.
Right. That gives us another opportunity to do a commercial for Condomania.
They're fantastic.
We
they
love
have
Condomania.
Marketing.
But I'm not sure. But it's, I think in Texas.
Earlier, I said this, it's very much how things are. And
it makes it a very scary, that phrase being used, it's scary when you hear.
And that's really sad.
But that makes
someone lost. If it is, if it, I don't believe it.
Gaining experience said, but you're really, it's what's virginity. I mean, I know, I don't like that phrase, losing. Well, and I don't. All right.
So.
Truth.
I don't belong to anybody but myself. Yeah, but I didn't think, I hadn't lost my virginity, you know, except my card because I didn't want to.
Wow.
It's very true.
And so he made us all.
In that, in a way.
To God.
It's just the character says, you know, fires happen in one area, and all these guys, they're in the cafeteria, in the turn of high, they're in the shootings, were in so many, very relevant. It's not, I think it's very much, is it too soon? A reviewer once commented about that. So I think there's an actual joke about that in the film.
The school every other day. There's like a murder analysis of a lot of these in our trick or treat and we items.
Yes, they do.
They have all kinds of condoms. They do. And this coming of age.
They have a conversation to do it where they have a friend offers that kind of education. Entire country that 50 schools in the entire they're one of them. Very interesting. And even from your parents, I think it's only by permission slip until their senior year, and it's. But they don't offer behaviors and safe sex, social, but not sexuality. It's more about, where it's not really about class or senior year. Studies in sexuality, there's an optional high school that she goes to offer high school, and then doesn't even have another school shooting. See a
fellow classmate, his teacher, and a couple, somebody that killed some scary. I mean, I just heard about, seems like it gets scarier and push you around and stuff, and it's Lee and classmates who bully and your fellow parents police by teachers advantage of by and where you're taken scary and that is so scary.
My younger sister is
scary experience, and that is the base. It's scary when you hear that phrase being used. It makes it a very scary.
It's very much how things are, and I said this earlier.
It's I think in Texas, but I'm not sure. But
they
love Condomania.
Yeah. They're fantastic.
Commercial for Condomania. Is this another opportunity to do it?
But
that gives me.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
condom companies pay them.
Which condoms pay which rate of not breaking? Which ones have the highest, the most condoms are studies. What physically, but through studies, not the which is where they evaluate like lab, a condom lab.
Is just turned to Newcomb High makes fun. Right.
And it's very true.
I didn't want to accept my card because I, you know, I hadn't lost my virginity yet, but I didn't think it belonged to anybody but myself. So
truth.
All right. Well, and I don't like that phrase, losing virginity. I mean, I know it's what's said, but you're really gaining experience.
I don't believe it's ever lost. If it is, then that's really sad.
But that makes, they have all kinds of condoms.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and our trick-or-treat of a lot of these, there's like a murder in a school every other day.
Yeah, I mean,
we make a joke about that in the film. There's an actual joke about that. So I think a reviewer once commented, I think it's very much, there's so many in they're in the cafeteria, fires happen, it says one of them, it's God.
That in a way,
all promise are virginity.
High school that she goes to, an optional class for senior year. About sexuality, it's more about behaviors and safe sex until their senior year, and it's why I don't want to share it. So I think it's then, and even 50 schools in the entire country that offers that kind of education. Where they have a prank, they have a conversation to do with
this coming of age condoms, they do, and very experienced. And
my younger sister is.
That is so scary, and where you're taken advantage of by teachers, parents, police, and your fellow classmates who bully and push you around and stuff. And it seems like it gets scarier and scarier. I mean, I just heard about somebody that killed his teacher and a couple fellow classmates.
Another school shooting. CNN doesn't even have high school. And
but I'm not sure. But it's, I think, in Texas.
Earlier, I said this, it's very much what things are.
It makes it a very scary, that phrase being used. It's scary when you hear, and that is the basis.
Ever lost. If it is, then I don't believe it.
Gaining experience said, but you're really, it's what's virginity. I mean, I know, I don't like that phrase, losing. Well, and I don't. All right.
So.
Truth.
I don't belong to anybody but myself. Yeah, but I didn't think, I hadn't lost my virginity, you know, except my card because I didn't want to.
Wow.
It's very true.
Right.
Promise our virginity, and so he made us all. To God.
It's just the character says, you know, the fires happen, and one of Maria and all these guys, they're in the cafeteria, they turn into the pie, they're in the shootings, we're in so many, very relevant. It's not, I think it's very much, is it too soon? A reviewer once commented about that. So I think there's an actual joke, a joke about that in the film.
In a school every other day. There's like a murder of a lot of these, this coming of age.
They have a conversation to do with where they have a friend offers that kind of education. Entire country that 50 schools in the entire interesting. And even then, they're one of only from their parents. I think it's only by permission slip until their senior year. And it's but they don't offer behaviors and safe sex, social, but not sexuality. It's more about. Where it's not really about class or senior year studies in sexuality. There's an optional high school that she goes to offer.
But I'm not sure. But
high school and doesn't even have another school shooting. See
a fellow classmate, his teacher, and a couple, somebody that killed some scary. I mean, I just heard about. Seems like it gets scarier and push you around and stuff, and it's Lee and classmates who bully and your fellow parents, police. By teachers, advantage of by, and where you're taken very, and that is so scary.
My younger sister is
very experienced, and condoms they do, and
where it all began.
And our trick or treat, yeah, and we condoms.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And that is the base. It's scary when you hear that phrase being used. It makes it a very scary.
It's very much what things are. And I said this earlier.
It's, I think, in Texas.
And so he made us all promise our virginity.
Right.
And it's very true.
Wow.
And I didn't want to accept my card because I hadn't lost my virginity yet, but I didn't think it belonged to anybody but myself. So.
Truth.
All right. Well, and I don't like that phrase, losing virginity. I mean, I know it's what's said, but you're really gaining experience.
I don't believe it's ever lost. If it is, then...
They have all kinds of con... There's like a murder in a school every other day.
Yeah, I mean...
We make a joke about that in the film. There's an actual joke about that. So I think a reviewer once commented, like, is it too soon? But I think it's very much, very relevant. It's not
that joke.
For so many school shootings where... In Return of Newcomb High, they're in the cafeteria and all these gunfires happen, and one of the characters says, you know, it's just
babies to God.
In that, in a way, a fellow classmate.
Another school shooting. CNN doesn't even cover high school, and.
But I'm not sure. But
high school that she goes to offers an optional studies in sexuality class your senior year. Where it's not really about sexuality, it's more about social behaviors and safe sex. But they don't offer it until their senior year, and it's only by a permission slip from your parents. I think it's 10. They're one of only very interesting, and even 50 schools in the entire country that offers that kind of education, where they have a prank, they have a conversation to do with
this coming of age. Yeah, and we and. Our trick-or-treat...
Where it all began.
Condoms, they do. And very experienced. And...
My younger sister is...
That is so scary, and where you're taken advantage of by teachers, parents, police, and your fellow classmates who bully and push you around and stuff. And it seems like it gets scarier and scarier. I mean, I just heard about somebody that killed his teacher and a couple... Right.
Oh. Promise over Virginia, and so he made us all.
I think in Texas.
Earlier, I said this. It's very much how things are, and
it makes it a very scary. That phrase being used, it's scary when you hear, and that is the base.
Yes, they do.
Basis of a lot of these.
And that's really sad.
But that makes
never lost. If it is, if it, I don't believe it.
Gaining experience said, but you're really it's what's virginity. I mean, I know. I don't like that phrase, losing. Well, and I don't. All right.
So
truth.
I don't belong to anybody but myself. Yeah, but I didn't think I hadn't lost my virginity. You know, except my card because I didn't want to.
Wow.
It's very true in high school, and it doesn't even have another school shooting. See a
fellow classmate in that in a way
babies to God.
It's just the character says, you know, fires happen, and one of the area and all these guys they're in the cafeteria in Return of Newcomb High. They're in Newcomb High school shootings were in so many very relevant. It's not. I think it's very much. Is it too soon? A reviewer once commented about that. So I think there's an actual joke. We joke about that in the film.
I mean,
a school every other day.
They have a conversation to do with where they have a friend offers that kind of education. Entire country that 50 schools in the entire very interesting. And even then, they're one of only from your parents. I think it's only by permission slip until their senior year. And it's but they don't offer behaviors and safe sex, social, but not sexuality. It's more about. Where it's not really about class or senior year studies in sexuality. There's an optional high school that she goes to offer.
But I'm not sure. But
earlier,
I think in Texas.
And so he made us all promise our virginity.
Right. His teacher and a couple, somebody that killed some scary. I mean, I just heard about. Seems like it gets scarier and push you around and stuff. And it's Lee and classmates who bully and your fellow parents. Police by teachers advantage of by and where you're taken very and that is so scary.
My younger sister is
very experienced and condoms they do and
where it all began
and our trick or treat yeah, and we basis of a lot of these condoms.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And that is the base. It's scary when you hear that phrase being used. It makes it a very scary.
It's very much how things are. And I said this, and it doesn't even cover high school. And It's very true.
I didn't want to accept my card because I hadn't lost my virginity yet, but I didn't think it belonged to anybody but myself. So.
Truth.
Mm. All right. Well, and I don't like that phrase, losing virginity. I mean, I know it's what's said, but you're really gaining experience.
I don't believe it's ever lost. If it is, then that's really sad.
But that makes this coming of age.
Yeah, I mean,
we make a joke about that in the film. There's an actual joke about that. So I think a reviewer once commented, like, is it too soon? But I think it's very much, very relevant. It's not
that joke.
For so many school shootings where in Return to Kai, they're in the cafeteria and all these gunfires happen, and one of the characters says, it's just
cities to God.
In a way, a fellow classmate,
another school shooting, seeing
all promise our virginity, and so he made us all.
I think in Texas
earlier,
but I'm not sure. But
the school that she goes to offers an optional studies in sexuality class your senior year. Where it's not really about sexuality, it's more about social behaviors and safe sex. But they don't offer it until their senior year, and it's only by a permission slip from your parents. I think they're one of them, very interesting. And even 50 schools in the entire country that offers that kind of education, where they have a prank, they have a conversation to do
a school every other day. And our trick-or-treat,
where it all began.
Condoms, they do, and very experienced. And
my younger sister is...
That is so scary, and where you're taken advantage of by teachers, parents, police, and your fellow classmates who bully and push you around and stuff. And it seems like it gets scarier and scarier. I mean, I just heard about somebody that killed his teacher and a couple. Right.
And it's very true in high school, and doesn't even have. I said this, it's very much what things are. And
it makes it a very scary, that phrase being used. It's scary when you hear, and that is the base.
Yes, they do.
Basis of a lot of these, yeah, and we.
And that's really sad.
But that makes
ever lost. If it is, if it, I don't believe it.
Gaining experience said, but you're really it's what's virginity. I mean, I know. I don't like that phrase, losing. Well, and I don't. All right.
So
truth
belong to anybody but myself. Yeah, but I didn't think I hadn't lost my virginity. You know, except my card because I didn't want to.
Wow. I think in Texas.
And so he made us all promise our virginity.
Another school shooting. See it.
Fellow classmate. In that, in a way.
To God.
It's just the character says, fires happen in one area, and all these guns. They're in the cafeteria. In Return to Kai. They're in New Kampala. Shootings were in. For so many. Very relevant. It's not. I think it's very much. Like, is it too soon? A reviewer once commented about that. So I think there's an actual joke. Make a joke about that in the film. They have a conversation to do it where they have a friend that offers that kind of education. Entire country that 50 schools in the entire very interesting. And even then, they're one of only from your parents. I think it's only by permission slip until their senior year. And it's bad. But they don't offer behaviors and safe sex, social, but not sexuality. It's more about. Where it's not really about class or senior year studies in sexuality. There's an optional high school that she goes to offer.
But I'm not sure. But
and then doesn't even have high school. And it's very true.
Right. And his teacher and a couple, somebody that killed some scary. I mean, I just heard about, seems like it gets scarier and push you around and stuff. And it's Lee and classmates who bully and your fellow parents, police. By teachers, advantage of by, and where you're taken very, and that is so scary.
My younger sister is
very experienced, and condoms they do, and
where it all began.
And our trick or treat, a school every other day. This coming of age, basis of a lot of these condoms.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And that is the base. It's scary when you hear that phrase being used. It makes it a very scary.
It's very much what things are. And I said this. And so he made us all.
I think in Texas.
Earlier.
I
didn't want to accept my card because I hadn't lost my virginity yet, but I didn't think it belonged to anybody but myself. So.
Truth.
Mm. All right. Well, and I don't like that phrase, losing virginity. I mean, I know it's what's said, but you're really gaining experience.
I don't believe it's ever lost. If it is, then that's really sad.
But that makes sense. Yeah, and we
make a joke about that in the film. There's an actual joke about that. So I think a reviewer once commented, like, is it too soon? But I think it's very much, very relevant. It's not
that joke.
For so many school shootings where in Return to the High, they're in the cafeteria and all these gunfires happen, and one of the characters says, it's just
cities to God.
In a way, a fellow classmate,
another school shooting, seeing
all promise of virginity.
Right.
And it's very true in high school, and right. And then doesn't even have.
But I'm not sure. But
high school that she goes to offers an optional studies in sexuality class your senior year. Where it's not really about sexuality, it's more about social behaviors and safe sex. But they don't offer it until their senior year, and it's only by permission slip from your parents. I think it's 10. They're one of them, very interesting. And even 50 schools in the entire country that offers that kind of education, where they have a prank, they have a conversation, they do a...
Yeah, I mean...
We make a school every other day, and... Our trick-or-treat...
Where it all began.
Condoms, they do, and very experienced. And...
My younger sister is...
That is so scary, and where you're taken advantage of by teachers, parents, police, and your fellow classmates who bully and push you around and stuff. And it seems like it gets scarier and scarier. I mean, I just heard about somebody that killed his teacher and a couple
earlier.
It's I think in Texas.
And so he made us all.
I said this. It's very much what things are, and
it makes it a very scary, that phrase being used. It's scary when you hear, and that is the base.
Yes, they do.
Basis of a lot of these, this coming of age. There's like a murder, and they have all kinds of condoms.
That's really sad.
But that makes
it's ever lost. If it is, given. I don't believe it.
Gaining experience. Said, but you're really, it's what's virginity. I mean, I know, I don't like that phrase, losing. Well, and I don't. All right.
So.
Truth.
I don't belong to anybody but myself. Yeah, but I didn't think, I hadn't lost my virginity, accept my card because I didn't want to.
Wow.
And it doesn't even come from high school, and it's very true.
Right.
And all promise of virginity.
Another school shooting. See it.
Fellow classmate. In a way.
Cities to God.
It's just the character says, fires happen, and one area, and all these guys. They're in the cafeteria. In Return to the High. They're in New shooting where. In so many, very relevant. It's not. I think it's very much. Is it too soon? A reviewer once commented about that. So I think there's an actual joke. Make a joke about that in the film. They have a conversation to do it where they have a friend offers that kind of education. Entire country that 50 schools in the entire very interesting. And even then, they're one of only from your parents. I think it's only by permission slip until their senior year, and it's. But they don't offer behaviors and safe sex, social, but not sexuality. It's more about, where it's not really about class or senior year. Studies in sexuality is an optional high school that she goes to offer.
But I'm not sure. But
it's very much what things are. And I said this.
And so he made us all.
I think in Texas.
Earlier.
His teacher and somebody that killed some scary. I mean, I just heard about, seems like it gets scarier and push you around and stuff, and it's Lee and classmates who bully and your fellow parents, police, by teachers, advantage of by, and where you're taken scary, and that is so scary.
My younger sister is
scary experience. And condoms, they do. And
where it all began.
And our trick-or-treat school every other day. There's like a murder in this coming of age basis of a lot of these victims.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And that is the base. It's scary when you hear that phrase being used. It makes it a very scary.
It's very true in high school, and it doesn't even come.
I
didn't want to accept my card because I hadn't lost my virginity yet, but I didn't think it belonged to anybody but myself. So.
Truth.
Mm. All right. Well, and I don't like that phrase, losing virginity. I mean, I know it's what's said, but you're really gaining experience.
I don't believe it's ever lost. If it is, then that's really sad.
But that makes...
There's an actual joke about that. So I think a reviewer once commented, like, is it too soon? But I think it's very much, very relevant. It's not
that joke.
For so many school shootings where in Fraternity Pie, they're in the cafeteria and all these gunfires happen, and one of the characters says, it's just
cities to God.
In a way, a fellow classmate,
another school shooting,
all promise of Virginia.
Right. And, it's, I think, in Texas.
And so he made us all.
I said this, it's very much how things are.
But I'm not sure. But
the school that she goes to offers an optional studies in sexuality class your senior year. Where it's not really about sexuality, it's more about social behaviors and safe sex. But they don't offer it until their senior year, and it's only by a permission slip from your parents. I think it's 10. They're one of only very interesting, and even 50 schools in the entire country that offers that kind of education, where they have a prank, they have a conversation, they do a joke about that in the film.
Our trick-or-treat.
Where it all began.
Condoms, they do, and very experienced. And
my younger sister is...
That is so scary, and where you're taken advantage of by teachers, parents, police, and your fellow classmates who bully and push you around and stuff. And it seems like it gets scarier and scarier. I mean, I just heard about somebody that killed his teacher and a couple
earlier in high school, and it's very true.
It makes it a very scary. That phrase being used. It's scary when you hear, and that is the base.